Today's scripture readings are from 1 John 4:7 and 1 Peter 4:8. 1 John 4:7, God's love and ours. Dear friends, let us one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. 1 Peter 4:8, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins.
Amen. Lord, I thank you for this day. Please anoint me to speak your word, and I give you praise that it will touch the hearts of those, God, who are here listening, and those who listen by podcast, Lord. A special prayer for them today, God, that you would touch them, God, that you would give them peace, that you would give them joy, that you would give them kindness and love, and Lord, all that they need, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Happy New Year. I hope you all enjoyed some of the things we did last year. I thought it was pretty cool as I started to go back over all of the pictures and the videos and so forth. I was just like, God, we were blessed in Broadway Christian over the last year. And so I had to share it. So I hope you saw it. If you saw it on Facebook, hope it was all right to watch it again. But it was just, to me, a joy. I thought we had a wonderful, joyful year. I'm looking forward to 2025 and all that we plan to do. I have a lot of things in my head that I'm planning for us to do this year. So we're going to get in. We'll be doing that. So, but today I want to talk from the topic intentional love. But the Lord was just showing me, and I mentioned this, I've been mentioning it leading up to this. And so for the month of January, I'm going to talk, especially this week and next week, about intentional love. And that's that we are showing love intentionally, possibly to someone who's hard to love, possibly someone who got under your skin, someone who you're like, oh, when you see them walk in the room. I want us to be intentional. And showing them love. And showing them love is not just, you know, it's not just you having to hug them and you having to, you know, be up in their face all the time. That's not what I mean. I mean showing them an act of love or an act of kindness. I'm reading this book, and I read it every year, but I really like it because it talks about, the main point of it is he talks about praising God in all things, which is something that I find gives me joy, that when I can praise him in all things, no matter what the situation, it gives me joy. And so I read this guy's book. His name is Merlin Carruthers. And in the book, it's called Prison to Praise. But at the end, he's mastered this, praising God in all things. And he feels like he's just a man that shows love to everybody. And he said, so he prayed, God, help me to be even more loving to people, to be more loving to everyone. And then a case came into his office. He was a chaplain in the military. And a young lady came into his office. One of the soldiers brought her in. And he said she was unlovable in his sight. When he took one look at her, he felt like, oh, wow, she's unlovable. But he knew it was a challenge that God was giving him. He just prayed, help me. God, help me to show love to everyone. Help me to be more loving to people. And then he brought someone to his office who he felt was unlovable. He had to be intentional in showing her. He was going through a lot at this point. And there was just so much going on in her life. And she was just at her lowest point. And he saw her at her lowest point. And he had to pray and ask God to help him to be intentional in showing her love. Help him to show it, even though he didn't want to. Even though to him, she was at that point in her life. I'm not sure exactly, but he said she was dirty and she, you know, just didn't look appealing. So on the outside, she didn't look lovable to him. So he had to be intentional and go past what he was seeing on the surface to show her love, to show her God, to lead her to God. And that story just kind of touched me, and I've always remembered it, because there are times in our lives when we come across situations and people who we would prefer not to show them love. We would prefer to just get away from them, to just be, you know, not deal with that situation. But this year, it's my goal, and I hope that it's yours. This is my challenge as I go into this sermon, is that we be intentional in showing them love. Those people who were hard for us to love, those people who were, may have not been kind to us, that we show them love. that we are intentional in showing them love. Showing them love could be a card. Send them a card a couple times a year to get it out of you, to get that feeling, that unforgiveness or that anger or whatever it may be. Get that out of you. Be intentional in showing them love. So my challenge is to think of someone. Think of someone that, and we all have someone. Let's not act like we don't have. I got two people in my mind right now that I want to show them love. Not because I don't like them. Well, one. but seriously. But because I don't want to have bad feelings. I want to show God when I go out in the community. I want to show him. And so I don't want to harbor unforgiveness or hatred or anger towards them. And so I'm challenging you. Think of someone you want to bless throughout the whole year that you want to show them love. Just acts of love here and there. Be intentional about it. So my first scripture today is from Colossians. And it's 3:12-14. And it says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another, even or if any of you have a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. He's challenging us to love, to show gentleness, kindness, compassion, humility, and patience. It's hard to show patience with someone that you really don't like. Am I lying? No. It's hard to show patience to someone who you really don't want to be bothered with, who you really just don't want to deal with. But as this is telling us, God, he's challenging us. He's challenging us to show kindness and gentleness. So I have a story, of course. I have a family member. She's no longer here. She's passed away. But during my life, she made my life miserable. She made it so hard to be a young lady growing up. She would criticize how I looked. She would criticize my size. She would criticize just everything, my studies and just every single thing, my singing, because I came from a singing family, but I can't really sing. I can't sing. Let's put it that way. Especially compared to this singing family. So she would criticize every single thing that we went through. And I started to feel anger towards her. I would see her coming and I would not want to be bothered with her at all. Or if I did, man, I'd say some crazy, snarky things to her. And you know, a teenager is really good at doing that. And so I would say some crazy things to her. But as life went on and I became an adult and I began to really walk with God, I said, God, I don't want this feeling in my heart towards her. I don't want to not like her. I don't want to hate her. I don't want to have anger when I see her. I don't want a reaction to her. I said, help me, God, help me to show her love. Help me to do something that blesses her. You know, show me, guide me. What would you have me to do so that I am not carrying this in my heart? I can't love others if I'm holding unforgiveness in my heart. It's harder for me to show God's love if I'm holding unforgiveness in my heart or if I'm holding anger in my heart. So I asked him, please help me, guide me, show me what to do. And lo and behold, she went back to school. She's an older at the time, probably in her 50s. Now I don't think that's so old, but back then, I don't think that's so old now. But anyway, she was older, went back to school. The Lord allowed me to actually bless her. I kind of helped her, guide her through school, kind of helped her write her lessons. Things were different from the time she went to school before, and I was able to help and guide her. And I felt the chains of that unforgiveness, the chains of that near hate for her falling off because he allowed me to show her love, to show her compassion, to show gentleness to her, regardless of all of the things that she said and all of the things that she did. He allowed me to release it, to release her from that. That's what I'm challenging you to do today. I'm challenging you to, whoever it is. Now, sometimes you're showing love and it's not because it's someone that you hate or anything. It's someone that you've seen who needs love. That's my second challenge in this. Maybe it's someone who needs love. You know that they need love. You know that their life is void and they just need a kind word. They just need someone to tell them everything's going to be okay, to call them once a month or send them a card once a month that says, you got this, girl. You can make it. You can do this. So that's what I'm hope that I'm guiding you towards in this year, that you begin to kind of be intentional on who you need to love and for what reason. You decide, you know. My choices this year, one for sure is that she needs to know someone loves her. She needs to know it. And so God has given me what to do to show her, be intentional in showing her love. The other one, I need to be released from. There were some things that occurred and I was like, ooh, now when I see her name and I see her or whatever, I get a little like, and I cannot. How can I show you guys love if I'm carrying that in my heart? How can I show and be an example to you if I let what she did to me hold me down? If I let that stop me from showing God's love? So that's two different ways to show love this year. So I hope that you are thinking about it as I give you the scriptures that I have today, and I'm almost done really because I just want you to start to think about it. It's not always easy, can I say? It's not always easy to show someone who's hurt you, someone who has said something that, you know, disturbed your spirit or whatever it may be. It's not always easy to show them love. But I want you to start thinking about it. Start being intentional on what you can do to show them love. 1 John 4:7 says, no one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us. And his love is made complete in us. As you show love, you'll begin to feel God. He's going to be loving through you. He's going to be loving through you, and he's going to make it easier for you to do it. Even in the cases that are not easy, as I said, he's going to begin to show you how to do it. He's going to tell you. I want you, in your time of prayer, to ask God, show me who I need to be intentional with. In showing love to this year. Who is it that you want? And you'll be showing God's love. He's going to love through you. He's going to love through you. What I just heard in my ear. He's going to love through you. So ask him who you would have. Who he'd have for you to show love to. To be intentional. To give them that time. Someone who just may not have anyone. Or someone, like I said, you may have something against or whatever. won't be harsh, but whatever it may be. 1 John 4:12 says, no one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. Did I just read that one? I did, didn't I? Let's read again. 1 John 4:7. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. And all I'm trying to do with these scriptures is just to let you know God is loving through you. When you show love, people are seeing God. That's how I look at it. When I show love to someone, when I express or when I'm out in the community and I'm showing them a person that loves God, I'm showing God. When I do a lot of community service. I just do a lot of it, and I feel like when I'm doing this, that I'm showing God's love. I'm showing his love to those who may not normally see it. And I'm very intentional on the companies that I choose to serve with because I want to show God's love to them. I want them to know God loves them. And it's so funny. In my, CB leadership class, I managed to tell someone about God in every class. Whoever sits next to me, before we're done, before the class is over, I have shared a story about God. And you guys know how much I love to share stories. I have shared a story with someone about God because in the community, I'm showing his love. And that's what I just want as you all go out and you are around and in your own world, I want you to be showing God, be intentional in showing his love to others. My final scripture today, what I like about it and why we can do this. 1 Peter 4:8 says, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins or faults, it says in the King James Version. Love covers that. Those who hurt you, God's love covers it. Those who just need love, God's love covers it. His love covers a multitude of issues that we go through. So when we're showing and being intentional and showing God's love to others, His love covers it. And you know what? You're going to find that you're better. You're going to find, wow, why am I so joyful? What's going on? Why am I so happy? Why do I feel, you know, I'm walking through the grocery store telling everyone, God bless you. Good morning. And why am I doing this? I never did this before. It's because as you show love, He's loving you. He's loving you. And he loves us. You're feeling and you're walking in that love. It brings joy. It just brings joy. So I challenge you this year. This is just the beginning of the year, so you have plenty of time to think about it. But I challenge you to ask God, who should I be intentional in showing love to? Who do you want me to be a blessing to this year? Special, I mean, the cool thing about Broadway Christian is you guys are all very loving people. You're very loving. I'll share one last story. My sister told me, my sister Donna, who comes here from Georgia, she said, you know, they do all really love you there. I said, I know. Isn't that cool? And she said, you know what? They're pretty nice to me too. She said, every time I come, they remember me and they show me love. You all are so full of love. So I just say, take it out into the community. And thank you. Thank you for loving my sisters. Thank you for loving me and my family and welcoming us. That's such a cool quality to have. You don't always find that. I've been to many, many, many churches in my lifetime, traveling with my mom. You don't always find that. So I appreciate you. I appreciate it. And now I just want to see you take it out into the community and watch as you love and you find someone to be intentional in showing love throughout the year. For one, like I said, for one person, he showed me to send her a card every single month, greeting her and telling her God loves her and telling her thank you. You know, just being intentional on that and watch what he does. So for you, whatever it may be, I'm not going to tell you how to do it because I know God's going to tell you exactly what to do. In your time of prayer, you ask him, what do I do to bless someone? How do I love someone? How am I to be intentional in showing love? Amen. Amen. I could keep going with this topic, but I'm going to call it quits for today because I want you to start thinking about it. And I'm going to talk a little more about it next week. Lori called it Intentional Love, the sequel. I told her, oh, I like that. That's a great topic. So, but we'll talk a little more about it next week. But I just want you to start thinking about it. Who that you can bless, who you can show love to in this year. Let's pray. Lord, God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you loved us first so we can share your love with others. We thank you, Lord, that you will put into each person's heart, God, the person that they need to show love to or people that they need to show love to be intentional, God, in showing your love, be intentional, God, in showing people you, bringing you to the forefront. We thank you for it, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you, God, that you are acquainted with us. You know all about us. And so, God, you know every issue, God, that each person in this room has. You know every request that they have before you. And so, to God, we lift all of those requests up to you, God. And we thank you that you are our prayer answerer. We thank you, Lord, that you are a healer. We thank you that you are a deliverer. We thank you. You set free, God. We give you praise today, Lord, for every issue that is before you. We thank you. And we expect a good report. We thank you for it, Lord. I do pray again for Mary as she goes into surgery, God, that you would bless her, heal her, guide her doctor, Lord, give her a speedy recovery. Lord, we do pray for Patty and Ed, God. We ask that you would just bless and give them strength, and we give you all of the praise. And then each other person on our prayer list today, we lift them up to you again, and we ask that you would be with them and guide them and answer those prayers. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.